From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation confirms is an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe. We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
The Islamic State groups describes the killers involved in the California massacre as supporters of their organization. Federal authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State on social media. But FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, to a terrorist group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both husband and wife were killed while fleeing in a rented vehicle. President Obama will address the United States public tomorrow on a national address in the evening. Three suicide bombers attacked a market in Chad today, killing at least 27 people. Officials say the attack took place on an island along Chad's western coast as a weekly market was in progress. The borders of Chad, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Niger all touch the shores of Lake Chad. The attackers were not identified, but authorities know the militant group Boko Haram has carried out recent attacks in the area. Chadian officials, who estimate 60,000 internally displaced people live near those islands, warned residents to be cautious. This is VOA.